Hello, and welcome to this recording brought to you by the British Council.
Pensions Crisis.
Welcome back, everybody. And after that short commercial break, we return to this morning's hot topic, which is your pension. What are you doing about it? Have you even got one? We sent our reporter Diane into Shrewsbury Town Centre today to speak to a few early morning shoppers and get them to have their say.
Excuse me, madam, can I ask you what you think about the government wanting us all to work till we're 70?
Oh, I don't mind, really. I mean, if we all retire at 60, what are we going to do with ourselves for the next 20 years? There are only so many cruises and city breaks you can go on.
You don't see it as exploitation?
No. I think companies are coming to realise they made a mistake trying to get rid of so many people by offering them early retirement. These days, most people are fit and healthy in their 60s, and they've still got a lot to contribute. With all the experience they've gained, it's not all about knowing how to work the latest technology. Dealing with people counts as well. A cool head, sound judgment, that sort of thing.
Right, thanks. Excuse me, sir.
Yeah?
Can I ask you if you're happy with the provision you've made for your pension?
You're not trying to sell me anything, are you?
No, sorry, sir. I work for the local radio. We're trying to find out if people are as worried about pensions as the government is at the moment.
Oh, I see. Well, as a matter of fact, I am a bit concerned. I pay my national insurance every month, but that's not going to go far. What's the state pension worth these days? Next to nothing. I suppose I should look into a private pension, but I don't know where to start, really. A number of different schemes, and then you wonder if what you get out of it 20 years down the road is worth what you pay in.
Yes. Madam?
Pension? That'd be nice. I don't think I'll even qualify for the minimum by the time I get to that age. I've been in and out of work for years. Temporary contracts, a lot of part-time work. I don't think there's a scheme for people like me.
Well, we've had a few emails and text messages while you were listening to that report. I've got one here that reads, I'm too young to bother about stuff like that. Live life for the moment. You might be dead tomorrow. Pension schemes are for old people, like when you get into your 30s. Keep those messages coming in. Meanwhile, here's some music.
We hope you've enjoyed this recording. To find out more about the British Council and the services we offer, contact your local British Council office or go to www.britishcouncil.org. Bye for now.